With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, welcome back to Coolin' Out. It's your boy Rel.
Kev.
We are back. We got two returning guests. You guys have been on multiple times now.
This is my third time.
This is third time for me too.
For both of you guys, we got Austin, been on twice, and we got Ed, been on twice before. So both of you guys three times in. What's up, guys?
What up? Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Finally made this happen. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. We've been planning this for about a year.
It's a privilege to be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's great.
I've been trying to set this up since last summer, I was telling y'all. So.
Yeah, we had to get him on the pod at the same time.
Yeah, last summer was going to be like a heavyweight bout, though. It's going to be Austin representing Drake and me representing everyone else.
We've come a long way since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't on the menu for tonight. It was like 2 hours later. So what are we supposed to talk about tonight? But now we got a lot to jump into tonight. I don't even know.
A plethora.
You know what? Let's just start with the Fyre Festival because that's what we were just most recently talking about right before we started recording.
Mm-hmm.
So
Billy.
We got the boy Billy McFarlane, as some of you guys may or may not know.
Mm-hmm.
Planned a festival called the Fyre Festival. This was this last summer?
2018.
Where essentially people were going to pay a lot of money and have this crazy orgasmic experience.
Pablo Escobar's private island.
And essentially all these celebrities were, you know, scheduled to come perform there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people got there, ended up living in tents or fighting for tents. There weren't even enough tents for people, eating mm-hmm. bologna sandwiches essentially.
Oh my God.
And then fighting to get flights back. Now there's two different documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys, you haven't seen
either. I haven't seen any.
Disappointing me, Kev.
I have not seen either, but I've heard enough about both.
Good to have a conversation.
To feel like I haven't.
Also,
have
which one have you seen?
Just the Netflix
just
one.
Just the Netflix one. Yeah. So we'll focus primarily on that one then.
Let's do it.
Yeah, all I seen was the vid that went viral that everybody saw.
What bit?
The vid that went viral. Billy's boy for the water. What Billy wanted his boy to do for water.
What did he want him to do, Kevin?
Nah, Kevin. Don't dance around it.
Yeah. What did he want, Kevin?
I don't know the context.
The fellatio?
I saw a 60 second clip.
You talking about the fellatio?
Yeah.
That incident. Also, you want to tell him about that incident?
I'm talking about the guy.
Yeah.
Is that Andy now?
Andy.
Infamous Andy.
I don't even remember the context, but they were struggling to set up everything.
Yep.
And they owed a lot of money to a lot of different people because the workers in the Bahamas were working to set up the stage for Kanye West to come and setting up the housing and all that. And he didn't pay them in time. And Billy, who's the mastermind behind all of it, just said, yo, you got to go take one for the team and go suck this guy's dick. Meanwhile, that guy never said, you need to send someone here to suck my dick or I'm going to kill you.
Nothing of the sort.
So Billy just basically said, you got to go do this and take one for the team. And now he's a viral meme and he's known as a dick sucking guy.
Andy's a real one. He better than me and everybody I know. Because if I said to you guys, like, yo, damn, we trying to put this event together. One of you guys gotta go suck this dude's dick.
Like, what?
And you just like, I would be like, oh.
Off rip.
We never talking again. What you talking about?
That's some foul shit.
Yeah,
he was willing to do it.
He said he went home.
He showered. He's like, I showered.
He showered. He gargled. Drank some water. And then he went over there prepared to do what he had to do. And he said, but I got with him. The guy was really nice. He didn't, you know. What?
Dehydration's a very serious thing, so people go to extreme lengths to make sure that no one gets dehydrated. Needless to say, I don't think I would ever consider what Andy considered.
Oh, hell
no. No.
I mean, unless, you know, that's your cup of tea. But then even then, that's almost insulting. It's like you treat him like he's some hoe.
No doubt.
Like,
Andy gotta be his top lieutenant.
Oh yeah, dude, that's one loyal dude.
That is a loyal soldier.
He had to. I mean, definitely number two, at least three.
Yeah, you gotta be number two in the company.
Yeah.
I was that determined for the festival to happen. I was like, dude, you're 55 years old. What do you care about these
kids? Really didn't even turn into salt and pepper. I was like, damn.
Not even, yeah.
This is what your life has come to.
Wait, how old is Billy got?
He's like 29.
Yeah, he's around.
He's our age.
Yeah.
What the hell is Andy thinking? Like, this guy looks like an established, like, 47-year-old dad of three, and he's going around.
I ain't gonna lie though. The way Billy was portraying himself out in these streets, you would think that he was like making major moves.
Oh, really? I don't feel bad for any of these kids who bought. Like, conscious. I don't feel bad for anyone in the situation.
Whoa.
I learned recently we knew one of them.
I didn't know that either, but please tell me why you don't feel bad.
It just, like, I mean, I'm telling you right now, I have not seen the Hulu one, the Netflix one, but it just seemed like a bunch of pretentious kids using their parents' money going to a concert that they only wanted to go to because it was on Pablo Escobar's island and whatnot.
Mm.
I would have, if I was there, I would have left as soon as I saw that bologna sandwich. I've never eaten bologna in my life.
But so
and I'm
thing.
Not
you
sorry.
You couldn't leave.
It's the thing. It's a that's a good it's a point. Small island. Exuma, I think I'm saying it correctly.
Well, first off, I just want to let the crowd know I am Hispanic. I can swim. I would leave that island.
You're not swimming from the Bahamas to wherever you think you go with.
Trust me. I'm not eating bologna. I'm not chilling with Billy and Andy. I'm gone.
You know,
no tents.
So when I first heard about this earlier last year, I thought the same thing. And then when I actually saw the video footage of it, it's like, damn, like you really had these dudes out here fighting for tents.
Mm-hmm.
Like no matter whose money it was that was spent, like if you pay for something, you should get the service you paid for.
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
People were paying $25,000 getting off the plane, getting thrown into school buses to drive to the island. And then you roll. Imagine that you rolling up, and you see all these images of online of you know these romantic suites and high class suites, and you pull up and all you see is tents and sand dunes all over the place, and a half built stage.
Yo, it was funny when
the bus driver
was like, "Yo, they've only been setting this shit up for 3 weeks. You guys are in for it," and that's when you knew you're screwed.
Jesus.
But it's also like it wasn't like they could leave because like some even like the richest like you know there was a lot of like Instagram influencers who were part of it.
Yeah.
Even some of them couldn't get flights out because like only a few of them who got back to the airport quick enough could buy flights out because it was like it's a small little airport. There's only so many outgoing flights from it, and it, like even the airline that flew out of it, I never even heard before in my life.
It's I mean like I. Obviously, I'm just speaking on word of mouth and stuff like that. But didn't all these social media influencers, all they did was just post an orange picture and just said, like, Fire Festival.
Come to Fire Festival with me.
Not all of them.
Well, no, they were in the promos.
Yeah, and Kendall took it to another level. She said...
Kendall Jenner?
Yeah. They paid her $250,000 to post one Instagram.
They paid her $250,000 to post just the orange. But she also put something else up and said that... alluded to the fact that the Good Music family was going to be performing at the Fire Festival.
So how's she not held responsible?
There's a new lawsuit out now.
Yeah.
It'll be subpoenaed.
Yeah. A lot of the influencers. But then to their defense, they said, we get paid to post this. We're not a part of the production or anything. We're just going to assume that.
Bella Hadid,
a lot of them apologized.
Bella Hadid was down there, though.
But this is
when she posted, she knew what was up?
Well, I don't know what the exact time frame versus when she originally posted, but there's a scene in there where like the original like 60 people that were down there to film the
promo video.
Yeah. Ja Rule was down there.
Clown.
Bella Hadid was down there. There's a couple of like influencers that were down there for that.
Imagine posting that looking at a half finished stage.
No, they weren't posting like they were posting like on a yacht or something. Like they were partying. Like they essentially took the money that investors gave them and used it to like shoot this video. Well, it wasn't even like a real video. It was like just them partying. And then they had a camera crew follow them and try to create a professional video out of that.
Mm-hmm. How long is this Netflix doc?
Hour and a half, I think. Yeah. Somewhere around that. Dude, Hulu around the same thing.
This is one of those cases where you got to kill the messenger. Like, the social media influencers need to be held accountable for this. This is... I got to watch a documentary. I got to watch it. I got to watch it.
If you're in the know and you're willingly lying, then yeah, you should.
Then that's where Ja Rule comes into play. Because he was he was definitely...
He should be in jail.
Let me say this. Let me not say that.
He invested millions of dollars.
He's portraying himself like he's been bamboozled as well.
This is hurting my heart to say.
Jeffrey?
Jeffrey was right. He looks like the dumbest nigga on the planet. Like, you know how like corporations will like plant a black man there and like make you like you're in power when realistically you have no idea what's going on. That was Jeffrey. Because he was portraying himself to be like head of creative culture, like some shit. He gave himself a title and all this other stuff. And they have like clips of images where he's like talking on not Wall Street, but like those little like panels and all that shit with Billy and how, yeah, me and Billy are side by side. I planned half of this. I have so much, you know, knowledge of the everyday planning that's going on for this festival, all this stuff. And now he's talking about he was bamboozled. He was down there while everything was being built and being put together. And they have like cut scenes from numerous Bahamian workers and all, like people that were working down there to build this stuff. Where like they was like, yeah, Ja Rule came to me personally and asked me on the side, like, hey, is this going to be built in time? And we told him no. Like, there's no way in hell you can finish an event of this size in this small amount of time. And then now he's out here acting like, oh yeah, I had no idea, I'm bamboozled. No, nigga, you upset you got caught now.
Right.
Now you want to play stupid.
So they coming for Jeffrey eventually?
I don't know if they're going to come for him.
To get the strap.
I don't know.
50, a.k.a. Ferrari.
Yeah. He's essentially out here doing the same thing all over again, though. With Ooh. Icon. So the Fire the Fire thing essentially started out of an app, Fire Media.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially what the app was supposed to do was allow just everyday people, not everyday people, rich people, to be able to book celebrities for, like, events. Like, you want to have, I don't know if Ja Rule is a celebrity, but you want to have Ja Rule, for lack of a better example right now at the moment. Or Drake. You want to have Drake come to your kid's bar mitzvah.
It always gets back to Drake.
Then you can just book. You can just book him through. You could, like, you know, submit a bid through the app, and then Drake accepts. Da, 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 da.
Gotcha.
And that's how it all came to that.
It's not a bad idea.
It's actually not a bad idea. But now he's doing the same thing all over again with this new icon or whatever the hell it is. So he ain't learned his lesson yet.
He's not involved with that new festival going down in Miami already. The Loud Music or whatever, Out Loud. You seen that one with like Migos?
Nah, I don't think it's Rolling Loud.
Rolling Loud, yeah.
He's that's been around for a couple years.
That's above Jeffrey Paper.
All right, cool. Because this is the first time I'm hearing of it.
No, it's been around a couple years.
If Ja Rule is associated with anything, I'm not showing up. Like,
yeah.
Dude, I hated.
Someone should do it.
I hated Ja Rule before it was cool to hate Ja Rule. Like, I didn't like Ja Rule growing up.
Nah.
And then everyone started hating.
You mean pre-fifth? You hated him?
Yeah, pre-fifth. Right. I hated Ja Rule. I was like, what the hell? This guy needs a throat lozenger. Like,
I hated him because of fifth, and then I came back around in recent years.
Yeah, because you came back because
but now it is.
You came back because you were like dancing at a bar with like your girl, and you're like, oh nice, Put It On Me's on. Like, I love this song. It's a classic.
But you know, Put It On Me back in when that came out, 03? Yeah.
No, it came. No, I was in
2000.
Nah, nah. Yeah, that was 2001. Yeah,
when
yeah.
That shit first
I was in middle school.
I was like, wait. Ja Rule was like, what are they? Them homo thugs? That what they used to call them? But not necessarily like that. But he was like, He had his lane and he played it well until Fifth came through and just ended
it. Right.
I never changed or someone so quick.
I know.
Switched up so quick with Ja.
Ja Rule was just a tiny bit before my time.
Yeah.
Growing up. Tiny bit.
Living right through it. Happy.
What's the difference though, to get back to the Firefest, between that and the Hulu one?
So they both have some controversies.
Isn't it like both it's just like they kind of fill in each other's blanks, right?
Somewhat, but they're both shot from two different perspectives, because the Hulu one actually interviews Billy McFarlane, which
what did you get after watching him? Yeah,
he's a sociopath, dude.
Yeah,
That name in itself sounds like the most the fakest like name in the world, like Billy McFarlane. Like, I would not trust a guy named Billy McFarlane.
Yeah.
So, William McFarlane. Like,
so that one, the Hulu one, in the beginning, I didn't like it because it had like a humorous tone to it. Like, it was a lot of laughing going on in the beginning. And I was like, yo, and I watched the Hulu one after I watched the Netflix one, so I was a little, like, skewed by it already. Mm-hmm. And I go into it, and everyone's laughing. What the fuck is so funny? Why y'all laughing so much? This ain't a funny matter.
Yeah.
But they also paid him to be in that, reportedly $250,000 for him to
appear in
that.
You should pay that to the workers that he didn't pay.
Exactly. So Hulu
paid him. I think it was $250,000.
Yeah, like, reportedly. There's no, like, exact That's figure, but crazy. They report $250,000. But then also, the Netflix one has this little... biased also because Fuck Jerry, which was like the media company that like dealt with all the promotion and all that, they are the ones who actually directed the Netflix one.
Oh, really?
So it's easy. So they kind of like to take all the blame off themselves and say, oh well, we were just working at the direction of Billy.
Scumbag.
Yeah. So like that one. So it's like
they did the Netflix one did a lot of interviews with like the workers who weren't paid or like the cooks that had to cook for 1,000 people when Billy told them it was only 100, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
How do you like, cook a bologna sandwich like with cheese?
No, because like when like the people first landed and they didn't really have they only had 4 buses go to the island. Yeah. They took like some of the IG influencers to like a special separate island that Billy had bought, but he didn't tell the restaurant worker, I mean the restaurant owner, sorry, that it was going to be
black lady?
Was going to be thousands of people showing up.
They started a GoFundMe page because she was out like $50,000, yeah, and like, she's like all my retirement savings, all that.
Yeah.
And I heard as of like a couple days ago, it raised like $200,000.
Yeah,
that's crazy. So good for her.
Then Ja Rule come out apologizing to her.
I didn't know shit.
Bro, if you don't give her money, out here apologizing. Put a picture up on his page. You know, I really sincerely.
Did he?
Yeah, he
got some nerve.
Yeah. Days after the documentary dropped, I ain't got time for him.
I didn't even see that.
Which one should I watch first? I'm trying to get one out tonight.
Well, I guess watch the Hulu one first to get the laughs out of the way, right?
Right. I don't know.
They both give you the same concept. I mean, the Netflix one.
All right, there you go. You answered.
You should watch the Netflix one. It's really good.
By the way, can I borrow your Hulu login?
Yeah, I'll talk to you.
All right, thank you.
Hulu tried to be slick, though, because like, they said that they were going to release a Fyre Festival documentary. There was like no date. It was like, oh yeah, Q1 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix dropped a release date. Hulu dropped their shit Monday. Netflix dropped this Thursday.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, that's great. That's excellent.
I don't think it drew any more people to Hulu.
Nah.
Hulu's hard. It ain't as easy to navigate as Netflix is.
That's a fact.
But that's another story for another day. But yeah, man, Jeffrey had a lot to do with that.
Dude, the documentary. Like, people are getting into documentaries these days. Like, the Fyre Festival, that's everyone's talking about that right now. Like, R. Kelly was of yesterday. People were talking about R. Kelly every single day.
This new one now.
Michael Jackson's coming out soon.
Oh, God.
The current one right now that everyone's talking about is the Ted Bundy one on Netflix.
Oh,
you watch it?
God, yes.
Dude,
when are you watching all these docs?
That's crazy.
Four episodes. Give me a text. Let me get some recommendations.
Bro, Kev, you got to watch that.
I'm trying to take it easy now.
That's what I've been doing. You see me out in these streets lately?
I woke up on Monday. I took a PTO day.
Watching all these docs?
On Monday, I took a PTO day because I was dealing with some serious mud butt amongst other things. But I sat in my room and just binged all of the Ted Bundy right there. 4 episodes back to back.
Yeah, they really are.
It was fantastic. One of the most interesting things. Probably the second best documentary I've ever seen. Number one goes to OJ's ESPN, the six-part series. OJ.
Yeah.
That's the best one. But this dude, Ted Bundy... It is amazing what you could get away with back in the day when there was no technology, like locating people, no evidence in DNA, like shit like that was at like the earliest of stages. This guy killed 36 women that we know of. You don't know how many drifters and like runaways and like prostitutes he might have killed.
When he admitted it at the end, he said, I killed people in Oregon, Washington. They don't know who those
over,
people are.
Over like 9 states.
Oh my.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the craziest thing is this dude... Like, he just because he was, like, not a crazy, like, looking dude. He was just, like, a regular-looking white guy. They thought they were, like, he's a handsome man. There's no way he could do it. He went to college and stuff like that.
He's in law school.
He went to law school.
And this, Utah, he joined the Mormon church.
Yeah, he joined the Mormon church.
He did
church.
That on purpose.
He was going in.
So he had the church's back when he got caught.
The church had his back.
Church had his back.
Ted would never. Not Theodore.
Yeah. He's a church-going man.
Dude, this guy was so calculated. Yo... He escaped from jail twice.
Yeah.
First time he's in court, he just jumps out the window of a jailhouse. They leave him in a room by himself. Mm-hmm. Jumps out the window, runs away, gets caught like 5 days later. Yeah. And he only got caught because he did a U-turn on a street in Aspen. Mm-hmm. The second time he goes to jail, this guy started like starving himself. So everyone's like, oh, he's depressed, blah, blah, blah. He dropped like 40-something pounds and then fit through like a light fixture in the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And then was on the lam for like, 60 days? Yep. And then killed sorority sisters at a sorority house in Florida after he was arrested in like Denver or Utah. Yeah.
He was like, I took a train here. I took a bus here. I took a plane here.
The guy had the audacity to go to Michigan to watch Washington State University, where he went to college, play Michigan in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Right after he escaped jail, just went.
And killed people.
And then killed people there, and then went to Florida. I knew he killed a bunch of women. I didn't know he was killing like little girls.
Killed that one little girl.
Killed Florida. A 12-year-old girl. And then like apparently he killed like an 11-year-old girl too.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had, there were women that would go to the courthouse and they were like trying to like fawn for him and stuff. Yeah. Like,
he had a life sentence. Where he represented himself on trial. Because he was like, my lawyers don't know my story. I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And he got a life sentence. And then he got caught, 3-4 years later for killing that 12-year-old girl that we were just talking about in Utah. Mm-hmm. And he had another life. He was facing another life sentence, was representing himself. And then some woman came to his defense. And while he was representing himself, he was like, will you marry me? And she was like, yes.
And then they had a kid.
Yeah, they had a kid.
And then they would give him like conjugal visits and stuff.
Two
like
life
that.
Sentences.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy, the creepiest thing in the whole thing is...
fast forwarding through a lot of this.
Yeah.
No, because I'm going to watch it, so that's good.
The creepiest thing about this thing is like...
He had a kid with him?
Yeah.
Carol.
Is she still alive?
Carol Ann Boone.
Yeah.
Dude, she disappeared.
Dude, she's just as nuts.
Nah, like not like that. Like not like he killed her. Like more so after he got... Because he got the electric chair. Yeah. So after that, she just like disappeared from like. Should.
The creepiest things were like in the tapes where he's in like representing himself in court, and it was like the most televised like court case of all time at the time before like OJ or anything.
It was the first televised court case ever. Yeah.
So like, they would have cameras on him, and he'd be just sitting there, and he'd look over the camera like nod and smile like as if like I'm getting off, like there's nothing. This is a joke, and it was just like. The gall and audacity the guy had, like
just telling crazy. Of the times, man. It's wild,
But you want to know the craziest part about all this shit? When every time he went to court, when he escaped and they caught him, all this shit, he was never in fucking handcuffs.
Yeah.
Like they literally just like, you have a man, you know, convicted of murdering, like a serial killer, murdering so many women, and they just like treated him like he was like just a regular guy.
Yeah, dude, yo,
he was not in handcuffs. That's why he broke out the first time.
Yo, he was.
They literally like put him in. They let him go to the library, the law library, and just let him roam. Bro, you already know they would have had our ass shackled the fuck up.
Dude, he was literally severing women's heads, like,
and then biting them.
And yo,
after they were dead and having sex with them.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Yo, like, yeah, like literally double having sex with their bodies and everything, dude. Dude, yo, he snuck into a sorority house. A sorority house in Florida. And raped like 6 different girls, killed two of them. But he attacked like a bunch of them.
Oh yeah, he attacked 6 of them and 3 of them and killed 3 of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so you know, they're like, oh yeah, you know, one of the guys like, yeah, I study criminology for a living. And normally, you know, after someone like kills like that, they'll try to get out. They'll be on the lam, like they'll leave. This dude went down the block.
Yeah, he went like 6 blocks away and killed another woman.
And
it's ridiculous that I'm laughing, but it's.
It's because like the states didn't talk to each other.
Yeah.
There was no central database. So once they start to get on his trail in Utah,
he'll just cross the jurisdiction.
He said, "All right, I'm out. I'm going to Washington.
He went to like Idaho.
All right, I'm going to Michigan. Yeah. I'm going to Oregon. That's I'm going to Florida."
They were like, "Yo, they were like back in the days. We had to like send messages to each other like through
via fax, mail,
rotary phone.
Yeah.
So they were like, "Yeah, like." Whatever happened in Washington happened in Washington. Whatever happened here happened there.
Long gone.
As if like no one had the ability to get a car and fucking drive like 6 hours. This guy,
wild boy.
Well, no one knew what
most notorious serial killer of all time. Yeah. Most notorious serial killer of all time.
Did they do any studies on his brain?
They fried him. I don't even know if you could like study.
But did they have any like psychologists on to talk about like what he?
Kind of, but it was just like all like. I mean, I don't know it.
So the purpose of it is like narcissism and stuff. These two reporters That's why it's called the Ted Bundy tapes. These two reporters go talk to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
While he's in prison and while he's on death row.
You hear him
talking.
Okay. About the whole
thing. Yeah, so I mean, like, I don't want to give too much away, but essentially you can kind of almost, you know, formulate your own opinion as to what the hell's wrong with him and his deep-ass fantasies. But he's, like, really open. Like, once they get him open.
He doesn't incriminate himself. One of the reporters is like, so talk about what would go through the mind of a person that would do this.
Yes.
Yeah. And so then he says, a person like this is blah, blah, blah.
And
like,
once he does that.
Obviously it's him.
Yeah, then once he does that, he just goes.
Yeah, they let him talk in the third person. And then he just went off, like, pretty much, like, going into detail.
Yeah.
Extreme.
So this person would probably have a, you know, a killing fantasy. And then, you know, he had the urge to kill. And then once he killed, he thought maybe his urge would have been satisfied. But it wasn't. So he had a second, like, it's like that kind of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's it. Yeah. So that's a must-see.
Must-see.
Four episodes. They're about an hour each. And
phenomenal. All
this really good. Done. Yeah, you have a couple of things. You have some homework. Yeah.
Phenomenal. Have my girl shook.
Shit. Dude, it's and then they have the new Zac Efron movie that he's playing him. He's playing Ted Bundy. The trailer just dropped, like, this week, actually.
Wait, what?
Zac Efron's playing Ted Bundy
in a new movie.
They have him, like, with the escaping jails. And you know how he had that girlfriend, like, that girl Liz with her young kid?
Yeah.
It's about, like, that story and stuff like that. But Zac Efron's playing it.
And then everyone, coming to theaters?
Yeah, it's coming to theaters and everything. And then Zac Efron's
getting a lot of heat for it.
Yeah, people were bitching. They were like, oh, they're sexualizing Ted Bundy. First off, the guy raped every single person
he
killed.
That's what he was about.
Secondly, the guy was a decent-looking man. The only reason people are bitching nowadays is because Zac Efron's a mad good-looking dude, and just because you want to bone Zac Efron doesn't mean you want to fuck, like, some serial killer. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, you can separate the two. It's called acting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Mm. But
yeah, that's fair.
Speaking of separating the two.
What do you mean?
Finding Neverland. Can you separate?
Oh, my God.
So
Michael Jackson, dude,
that was a tough. Go ahead.
No.
You done with Thriller, Cap?
It wasn't that big on my rotation, but definitely now.
Thriller,
if it's true, well, I don't know.
I think all the evidence points to yes. It's just,
I mean, I was about to say that. Like, so Finding Neverland,
I believe
a new documentary about Michael Jackson from the viewpoint of two of his.
Accusers
from when they were 7 and 14, I believe, respectively. It was released on, you know, they had one showing of it at the Sundance Film Festival.
Articles.
Supposedly they had to have psychologists, like, lined up, like clinical therapists and psychologists outside of the screening room, because people really were like that much in a wreck after hearing about, like, supposedly, like, in the biography, they go in depth about, like, you know, the molestation and, like, talking about the sex with the boys and all that. So yes, 4 hours. I mean, it's supposed to be 4 hours long. It was supposed to be really in depth. And this one's really tugging on me, because
this is one of those things where, like, separating the two. I don't know how you could get past, like, one of these. Like, for example, like, you guys, I'm a huge Kanye West fan. But I like Kanye West, the artist, the musician, not Kanye West, the political pundit. Like, I like Kanye West because I'm going to listen to his music. I'm not asking Kanye West for moral advice.
Well, political views are a lot different than molesting a 7-year-old boy.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, this is something I can, like, something like this, you can kind of brush over. It's like, yeah, I enjoy his music, but I do not agree
Kanye.
With, like, his political views.
Oh, yeah.
But with something like, people
have that line.
R. Kelly.
That's a better comparison. Is the R. Kelly
have raised the bar?
How is that even
now?
It's not a comparison at all. It's still molesting and attacking underage, unwilling people.
No, we're just talking about in terms of political views.
No, I'm saying in terms of a comparison as to whether or not you can separate someone's art. It would be the same concept of what we just heard about from R. Kelly.
Oh, no, but what I'm saying
and
is
Michael would be
I'm
the
saying
same.
What people were giving me shit for separating the artist and the musician. I mean, the artist and the person with Kanye West. That's an easier pill to swallow than something Michael Jackson or R. Kelly.
100%. I'm gonna have to wait to see this documentary for myself.
I mean, like,
the same way
hours,
I did with R. Kelly.
R. Kelly shit.
I just can't. I can't be a fucking hypocrite, right? I just came on this fucking podcast less than a month ago talking of all this shit about people gotta set, you gotta separate. I mean, sorry, no, I'm saying you can't separate. Like, this is who R. Kelly is. We can't support him. We can't support him. We can't do all this other shit.
And now you're doing it with Michael Jackson. But you're waiting for the thing with Michael Jackson now.
It's easier for you to separate, though. Well, you said you can or can't.
Well, it depends. Nowadays, it's like cases like R. Kelly and Michael now. It's hard.
That's what I'm saying.
No, prior to this, it was just like people getting outraged at people's politics. Domestic violence is pretty serious, actually.
Domestic violence is extremely serious.
I'm just saying I've reached my threshold with like R. Kelly and Mike now.
I gotta look at the documentary myself because Mike is like near.
There's even a piece in Vanity Fair that you can. There's been evidence about this for you. Do you believe it?
Thing is, just because there's evidence about it, that's why. Just because there's evidence going on for years doesn't mean that we can just be like brush it. It's it's happening.
You need to see the documentary, especially if it goes into details. Yeah, like you always hear, like, oh, Michael Jackson molested small boys.
I mean, okay. Mike didn't do the best job to brush over.
And the behavior always been suspicious.
It is suspicious, Kev. It's very telling. He didn't do a good job at all of trying to hide his activity. He was walking out, coming out. Paparazzi, he holding little boys' hands and shit.
Yeah, he's got like a chimpanzee in one hand and like a 4-year-old in the other. Yeah.
The tweet I saw after the journalists saw the documentary in quotes was that Michael Jackson had one of those young boys spread his cheeks while Michael would masturbate, and that is like maybe like the. I'm not even going to rank them. That's just one out of many.
That's what I'm saying.
But who said that?
You need to hear.
That's from the documentary.
Yes. This is all from the journalist that watched the documentary, and he's writing his review of it. Yeah. That's just
You need
one.
To hear that stuff to be able to separate. If you just hear you molest young boys, then you can be like, all right, I still like his music.
I'm telling you right now, like, Ignition is out of the rotation.
It's not out of left field, though. It's just added on that's true. To his dossier.
I ain't going to start with the victim blaming shit. But what I will say is that one thing that does differentiate the R. Kelly situation is that most of those girls were like,
and you see,
borderline like teenagers, whatever, like that. Like their parents are like, it's a little different. Like he actually like talked these girls away from their parents.
I don't know,
bruh.
That's under Aaliyah.
I'm not talking about that. I read another article also. It wasn't Vanity Fair. I have to send it to you. I have to look it up again.
Mm-hmm.
Where literally, so there's a 7-year-old boy. He met Michael Jackson. He met Michael Jackson and his family at one of Michael Jackson's tours, right? Him and his family were coming to Disneyland, right? Michael Jackson was in contact with his family. They stopped at Michael Jackson's house for a couple of days, right?
The whole family.
The whole family did. Michael Jackson convinces you
to
leave your 7-year-old boy with him while the rest of the family continues to go on their vacation, even though all of y'all are supposed to go as a family.
There's even one where...
There's just too much... Like, that... Like, more of the Mike situation is like, yo, all that shit's about money. Not saying he didn't do anything, but families had to have, like...
An idea?
You had an idea. You're fueling that shit. Like, you're turning an eye because you're getting paid for that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Michael was probably like, I'll pay for your whole vacation. Just leave, you know, whatever the fuck his name is here.
That's what I want to see in the doc, how they attack that.
That's OD.
This shit... The scary part now, this is OD. Michael Shaq can't defend this thing. This shit crazy. So the guy said, the 7-year-old boy said, the reason why he asked his parents to stay with Michael.
Oh God.
He said that he was in his room by himself, right? The little boy. And he woke up because he heard someone crying. And he looked up, he wakes up and he turns over and Michael is just like on his floor. Like the boy sleeping in the bed. Imagine you wake up and you look over and you see a grown ass man on the floor sobbing. And Michael's just like, I'm just so sad that you're going to leave tomorrow. I don't want you to leave.
Yo, that's like some serious psychological issues right there.
I thought about Joe.
He tried to guilt trip the 7-year-old boy.
So much of this got to stem from his father.
Well, Joe Jackson.
Oh.
Dude.
It doesn't make any of this right, but...
No.
You got to be... Something's off up in there, like all that stuff to be happening.
That's going to be a disturbing documentary that I spend watching.
Yeah.
4 hours of that? Jesus. Dude, I thought watching the OJ shit was awful. Damn, that's going to be bad.
Awful? You just said his number one documentary.
No. I mean just watching... Oh. No. Watching the OJ thing was the most informative, best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
but
laid out.
It was. But it was really laid out.
Because, yo, after the first episode, you're like, damn, I love OJ. He's a good actor, amazing football player. And then, like, you just start hearing those voicemails of him, like, berating, like, Nicole Brown Simpson. And then you see the fucking...
the crime scene photos where her head is literally hanging off, like with like a piece of skin.
That's the thing, but it's also like the nature of the crime. It's like, all right, it sounds
like you ranking them. But yeah, it's like,
I mean, one murder, I'm not saying it's like, you know, any less than anything, but it's like the Ted Bundy where you're killing molts, damn near 100 people, and then you got the molestation of little boys. That's another level.
I can safely say that we all agree they're all bad.
Oh, yeah, but I don't want to spend 4 hours hearing about a grown man having sex with little boys.
Oh, no, yes, I understand that, 100%.
I mean, I'm still going to watch it, but like, that shit would just like...
No, I understand.
A different type of emotion.
Jesus. See, everyone's watching documentaries, and now this is what we're talking about. This is crazy.
Yeah,
heavy. We gotta get on something.
Yeah, let's get something lighter. Yeah, are we done. Right. Yeah,
dude, NBA man.
Yeah,
there we go. We needed that.
need that transition. That
was... Yeah, the Anthony Davis sweepstakes. Who will win?
The Lakers better win.
They gotta
win. Are you a Lakers fan?
No, I mean, I'm a Bron fan.
Bron fan.
Oh, God.
I don't put a lot of stock over in that.
I loved LeBron until he went to the Lakers. What? Dude, I am a Sacramento Kings fan.
You want to live in Cleveland?
I don't care. Dude, he should have gone to New York.
Him coming to your division did what? Yeah. Ruin your chances?
No, if LeBron went to the Phoenix Suns, I wouldn't give a shit. He went to the Lakers, my most hated team of all time.
Why?
We'll have something to do with the Shaq, Kobe, beat, and Chris Webber, Vlade.
Take it up 100%. With the refs.
What?
Take it up with the refs.
Take it up with the refs. I'm going to nut tap Robert Horry if I ever see him. Like, fuck that. Dude.
I'm sorry, bro.
The Anthony Davis thing, the crazy thing about the Anthony Davis thing is the whole tampering stuff. Like,
pocket change.
Yeah, we were looking at
that 50,000,
and you got to reach for that,
dude. That's
I think I saw he gets 308 or 380. I might have slight dyslexia. How much he makes per game?
What, 380,000
a game?
Yeah, yeah,
dude. Yo, that 50,000 is soft-ass
attempt.
That's 20 bucks.
The NBA saying Pelicans, we got your back.
Yeah,
yeah. That was
Why is the NBA always helping the Pelicans or like whichever team is in New Orleans? They did the same thing with Chris Paul to the Lakers.
Well, remember? They're not helping. Technically, what they made it was blatantly obvious to them.
That was tampering, though.
Because they need help. They got Anthony Davis.
They're
23 and 21.
They made it blatantly obvious.
That's 20 bucks. That's me owing you 20 bucks.
They are tampering. They made it blatantly obvious. You got to do something to show like good faith.
Dude.
If you're Silva.
Magic probably paid that.
That's exactly what I was saying.
You can't. Oh, he sent it to Rich.
Yeah,
Rich.
You know how that works. Yeah. Somebody check
Venmo history.
No, yeah. Ding dong.
That's the thing. Who's none there? Of this.
Or Bron's paying it.
Laying there with your buddy. Oh, okay.
Or Bron's paying it.
Someone's definitely. Even if he paid it, 50,000.
So you think? So you think he's gonna be traded? You think he's gonna be traded before the deadline?
I doubt it. But
I doubt it too. I want it to happen,
especially not to LA.
Who would you give up for him right now? Because we were talking about this
from the Lakers.
Yeah,
all of them.
Oh, yeah, everyone! I pick Bron. Up
everybody but Bron.
Yeah,
well, you name it. If the salaries work, we'll make it happen. Yeah. If not, I'll find a third team.
It's an open store.
Everybody but LeBron, Raymond James.
I was thinking. What gets it done right now is Ball, Ingram, Kuzma,
Zubac,
and Lance.
You need a pick or two.
And two first round picks.
That's a lot of players.
That's so much. That's
so what?
Yeah, but
so
the thing is, you got to send.
But I'm saying, how do you balance it out? Like,
You got to.
That's what I meant. That's a lot of
pick up JR. Pick up JR for veterans minimum.
Yeah, and unless you get a third team, the salaries aren't going to match. You got to send like Mirotić back. You got to send someone else.
I saw one that.
It's four rookie contracts.
Yeah, I saw one that'll make it line up. I think I saw it was Brandon Ingram. No, Ingram actually wasn't in that deal. It was Ball.
Kuzma.
Ball, Kuzma, Zubac, and a first round pick.
Pelicans, that's not even close to enough.
Take KCP.
Nah. Dude. They should
that's
keep.
The thing. We're trying to keep KCP.
We keep KCP because he's making so much.
What do you got? Who is we keeping?
12 this year.
Yeah,
12 this year.
Oh, 12. 18 was last year.
Yeah.
You got to keep KCP. So if you get Anthony Davis, you get rid of him next year and they can sign Clay.
Another max.
But if you're a Pelican, why would you?
Why would you?
They would have to overwhelm me.
You saw that report today?
What?
Pelicans GM Dell Demps?
Not taking calls?
He's put that face down. I've done that a couple
of times. Rob P. Well, head in the pillow all day?
Yeah.
Ain't let the sun in today.
Huh? Mr. Irvin Johnson.
Depressed.
Magic calling from private numbers for block numbers.
Yo, but that's not smart. That's not smart.
That's the dumbest thing you can possibly do.
Because
you can't be shocked.
If Anthony Davis comes out after, let's say a deal doesn't get done, he's still in the Pelicans a week from now, 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis comes out and says, I'm not re-signing in 2021 to anyone except LA. Eh. Boston's not going to give up Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart, and two first just for a 1 year rental.
You never know. You got to hope. You got to have that Paul George hope. I'm sure people didn't think Oklahoma City didn't think Paul George was going to stay there.
Scared but money don't make no money. Summer,
and Kyrie's going to be a free agent. I'm reading a lot about him nowadays.
No, he's not going to Lakers. I can commonly say that.
I didn't even say anything about Kyrie. What if he doesn't want
to
stay?
He's going to the Knicks. He's one of the Knicks. Kyrie's one of the Knicks.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We go on a lot of different subjects, but as a Knicks fan, would you want to sign Kyrie to the max?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hell no.
I want anyone.
No. He's injury prone. One. Two. I don't think he could be the best player on the championship team.
Oh, I don't either. But I don't care.
So what are we doing?
It's not a thing.
I want playoffs, Jarrell. Yeah. Jarrell, I want playoffs, and that's win.
That's how the Hawks used to live 5 years ago. With the Joe Johnson, Al Horford.
Kyrie.
No, but I'm saying
Kyle Korver.
We just agree that they're not.
Before, them might have not been as good as Kyrie.
I know, but we just agree, though, that with Kyrie as your main centerpiece.
Foundation.
With Kyrie as your main centerpiece, we're not going to win a championship.
I agree.
Yes or no?
No.
So what?
No.
How far are we going
to
go?
Yo, the Knicks have enough money to sign two max players.
But how far are we going to go?
Second round,
right? So we're living like the Hawks lived a couple of years ago. Who
knows?
Better than what we're doing now, man.
How much cap space are you going to have?
You have enough to sign
two
big.
Yo, but also, but Porzingis. Ooh. Porzingis.
With Dolan at the
end. Oh, yeah, Porzingis. Still
no, Porzingis is a restricted. Like. He's a restricted free agent this year. So
we got to re-sign him.
Yeah, someone's going
to
offer him.
Go over the cap, too. Yeah, you just match it. That's easy.
Someone's going to offer
him. We're getting Zion this year.
You think he's that good, you match it. You go over the cap and you max KP.
You got to see what he's looking like.
You get Zion.
You know,
there ain't no guarantee the way they got these new tanking rules with the percentages.
Yeah.
We could be the worst team in the league and still end up with the sixth pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust me, I know for a fact the Kings have had the worst league twice and got the fourth pick.
Yeah.
The lottery doesn't work. The lottery's a little different this year.
So when do you just continue nurturing homegrown talent?
That's what the Kings are doing right now.
I would, especially in New York.
500 basketball.
We got
to get rid of Hardaway.
The loyalest fans in the world.
Who?
MSG sells out every night, and we suck.
That's because it's MSG. Most loyal fans in the world are in Sacramento. Dude, they've had the worst team for the last 12 years, and they're still top 10 in sales. They had the worst. Yo, that's ridiculous.
Are they really top 10 in sales?
Yo, top 10 in sales. Look it up.
I believe it, but wow. I
had to cut this shit off. You're talking crazy.
Don't look it up right now.
You said they had the worst team, and they had top. Where does New York rank in terms of ticket sales?
Oh, they're top 10. Dude, it's New York City.
No. But that's higher.
What?
Who's higher?
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean?
Who's been the best player we've had?
And yours?
And God knows how
and
long.
Wait.
Oh, it's KP.
That's why I want anyone.
But even with Carmelo. KP, we're trash. We weren't like playoff bound with KP.
He just won.
He started off really good in the season, but then he got tired.
Him and Kyrie.
Yo, I don't think a guy that size.
Bro, we go in the second round.
I don't think a guy that size can is that Kyrie, durable.
So you want to tank instantly. Until we're good enough 5 years
it's
from
not
now
about, listen, chip? It's not about you tanking, but it's also like, I don't believe
how
in.
How do you get to a championship level team without adding pieces? We're not going to do it in one summer.
Kyrie ain't the piece. I'm not saying, who is? Well, you could.
He's one piece.
Well, yeah, you could.
You can. It's actually can. Extremely
so who do you want?
Likely.
You want Kemba and Jimmy Butler?
No, I want
KP?
KD and AD.
Yeah, we get, no, but no for example, shit. We get KD, we re-sign.
I actually can't get AD without trading. I get KD and Kyrie.
I prefer,
and
exactly, that's what I'm saying. I
KD, Kyrie, and Kyrie, and Porzingis? We're winning the East.
But that's not realistic.
It's not unrealistic.
That's what?
It's not.
Dude, you guys
can't. Boy got a dream.
Let me tell you.
Dude, you spent all your money on those three guys. You can sign Shandon Anderson off the street right now. He's doing something.
He can still dunk somewhere.
Yeah, he's doing something.
Get Gerald Green. Get Melo back.
Yeah, do it.
But listen to what I'm saying. My focus would be on a real superstar like KD.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to start, okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying if KD signs somewhere else, then I'm like, all right, cool. I'm talking about realistic. But I'm saying if the free agency opens,
that's
right?
That's always
and
their
I get, and
focus,
I, no.
And they never get anybody.
But I'm just saying, listen, free agency opens. I get an alert the first day that we sign Kyrie to a max. I'm upset because y'all ain't even try for it to go to KD.
They're going. I mean,
wouldn't even be upset because I would just assume we wouldn't get them.
Yeah,
I'm just
exactly.
conditioned that way.
Exactly.
That'll make me right. I think you're actually right. I'm numb
I would
now.
Try to get.
I'm conditioned.
Who else going to be a free agent? KD. KD's the biggest.
Clay.
Free agent.
Oh, yeah. Clay Thompson.
Clay. He's the biggest free agent this offseason.
KD. KD. And Kawhi.
KD. Kawhi. Oh, yeah. KD, Kawhi,
Nah.
I know. He just bought his mansion in L.A.
13.3 bill.
Don't tell them up north.
Yo.
Don't tell them up north.
Clippers.
They'll find out.
They saw the report. They were like, that's not true.
Yo.
Fake news.
Yo, Clippers are getting KD and Kawhi, I think.
That is stupid.
Why?
Nah, people don't want. They don't want to do that to their legacy.
Huh?
So KD wants to play in the same building as LeBron?
Yeah.
They got Jerry West as a GM. They got Doc Rivers as a coach. They're overachieving this year. They wouldn't lose that many pieces.
Dude, you know. You want to retire a Clipper?
Dude, I'm telling
you
right now.
Come over here. Help us out.
Barbers now.
To be honest, like, the Knicks aren't even the most attractive team to sign with in New
York.
It's
Dolan.
No.
The Nets. The Nets are.
Nah, they don't got the mystique.
Nah. I mean, they
got
look,
the better team.
They got the better team, and they are a better managed team, but.
Their coach is fantastic.
MSG or Barclays?
I don't know. The Barclays, their pulled pork mac and cheese at the Barclays is delicious. It's delicious.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you know that they just dropped a report on ESPN like over a month ago about the worst arenas to eat in.
Barclays?
We're red here.
Really?
Let them know.
Well,
you know
which one? Right
at the cooling out Golden
Red droppings and shit.
Dude,
their food areas.
Dude, Golden One Center in Sacramento, farm to table food. All the time. I've been. It's fantastic. Go visit.
It's a brand new arena.
It's fantastic. And they got a brewery upstairs. It's.
If I live in Sacramento.
Most loyal fan base, too.
Yeah, that's
why they got the best attendance.
Yo, that's exactly why. They're a one sport city. That's why OKC is always selling shit out, too. They're a one sport city.
And they also got Russell Westbrook and Paul George.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but we got De'Aaron Fox. He's awesome.
Who else you got?
He is
we got
nice,
De'Aaron Fox. We got Marvin Bagley. We got Buddy Hield, who's having a career year.
He actually is averaging 20 this year.
Bogdanovich,
who I talked about last year. Is he now the next Steph Curry?
What?
Buddy Hield, is he now the next Steph?
No.
He was supposed to be coming out of college.
How are you laughing at me
now
about that?
Now it's Trae Young.
Everyone's saying Trae Young. By the way, Kings versus Atlanta Hawks in Sacramento tonight, 10 p.m.
Go to bed early, guys.
9 Central.
This won't come out in time for that.
Oh, God damn. All right. I'll give you a recap.
Willie Cauley-Stein, my guy, too.
Willie Cauley-Stein's playing
well. He pulled me down fantasy.
He's playing well.
I gave up on fantasy.
I don't even know who they're playing on Friday. But if Kevin is like the biggest jinx when it comes to the Kings. Every time I ask him if the Kings are going to win, He goes, who are they playing? I tell him who they're playing. He goes, yes or no. He said the Kings would beat the Hawks tonight. Kings gonna lose by 25.
To the Hawks?
Yeah. I'll check on that.
To 27% shooting Trae Young?
Yeah.
That's but I want to. Wait,
he's going to be better than Luka, you said.
Who? Yeah, that. Right. That's who? Trae Young said that. Yeah, who said that? He said that.
Trae Young.
Trae Young said that.
Well, first of all,
Rachel Nichols.
I told you.
Right?
Yeah. I told you last year. I said
like
I want
to. 2 days ago.
Yeah. Recently.
Mm-hmm. It was two, 3 days ago.
This week, yeah.
Check the podcast from last
year. The drugs must have gotten stronger than
I said, Luka, I wanted Luka Doncic. I said it from the beginning. You settle for Bagley. Yeah. I love Bagley.
I was skeptical. I ain't going backwards.
Oh,
I was skeptical too.
Fuck you guys.
Because you might be right. I ain't doing it.
I said Luka Doncic is going to be a fucking beast. And you guys are like, who the fuck is Luka Doncic?
I thought he was nice.
I thought it was just going to take some time to like get good.
He's nice.
Is he in the All-Star game?
Nah.
They haven't announced yet,
but he's probably going to be.
They got him in the USA versus the whatever that shit is. Yeah, I don't like that.
He's
above that now.
Yeah, he's playing alongside last year's MVP, Bogdan Bogdanovic of the Sacramento Kings.
Before we do reserves, how good do you guys think Jason Tatum is?
He looks like Drake had sex with Michael B. Jordan.
At the end of last year, his potential was better than he's playing this year.
Fully agree.
Rotations are all off, though.
And Kyrie has the ball most of the time in his hands.
But is it enough to wait this summer? If you're the Pelicans, do you wait?
What do you mean?
Well, to wait for the Celtics.
Jason Tatum is the best.
Yeah.
He's better than anyone on the Lakers.
Exactly.
Outside of Bron.
Who else would come with Tatum?
They probably would ship Hayward out. I bet you they would ship Hayward.
Is that collective better than the Lakers collective?
Hayward, Rozier. Terry Rozier?
Bro, he had 2 points the other night. How about an anonymous Golden State Warriors player?
Say he a liability. But he just
laughing at him.
He going to play through with this season. We don't know if he's going to come back next season.
Kings trade for him. I'll take him. I'll take Hayward.
He got a nice contract on him, though.
Yeah.
Dude, a heavy contract.
Heavy. I mean, I think he, you know what I mean? I don't want to count him out just yet.
All right, so that's a better deal for the Pelicans. I'm just saying.
Yes.
That's the best. I'm just saying. The Lakers.
Way 100%. Better. Way better.
Counting him out, Kev, like you out here counting out LeBron.
Yeah.
Go and text me today. I'm putting you on blast. Where is he?
18 games?
That's a lot.
When is he coming back? End of February, right?
He put out an IG post the other day.
I don't know.
Yesterday.
When he's coming back. You might have retired.
I don't know what it was.
Oh, my God.
Damn, Kev. You see, Kev? Yo,
fourth in the West, Kev.
This is how Kev was acting.
They're ninth in the West.
They're ninth, and they have the same exact record as the Kings, by the way.
I agree.
This is how Kev was acting with Pusha T. Slaughtered Drake.
Let's not, please.
This is how Kev was acting.
Let's not, please.
Dude, where is Aubrey? Where is he?
Like Shannon, we're having a good conversation. Let's not do that.
But no.
Who's gonna win the slam dunk competition?
Who's in it?
I thought it was gonna be Derrick Jones Jr., but he's hurt.
No, it's Dennis Smith.
Nah.
Dennis Smith, Miles Bridges.
He's dope, but he don't really have that John high Collins, of a vertical that I've seen.
And what's his name? The guy on Minnesota.
Jared Jackson?
Nah, on Minnesota. No. Like Ogby or a Kobe?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't even have buggies. Like,
yeah, I'm not watching.
Yeah, this. I don't know. But
who cares? Who cares?
But we know he's going to win the 3-point competition, right?
Probably Miles Bridges.
That one, I'm more excited for that.
They got Steph, both the Curry brothers.
They got Dirk.
Dirk, I don't know what he thinking.
That's going to get ugly.
I'm like, shot. Yeah. and then is it Dame Dalla?
Dame? Who else? Buddy Hield. I'm putting my money on Buddy Hield. I'll bet everyone here $5.
Can I just get all the participants?
All right, fine. Yeah,
it might be 8. It's 5, right?
No, it's 8. It's always 8. And then I think it's Joe Harris from
he's Nets. Rude.
Yeah, Joe. Oh, Clay said he'll find out. He got invited. He said he'll go to and participate in a 3-point if he's an All Star. If he gets selected to the All Star team.
All right, that's my pick. He's gonna be an All Star.
Clay Thompson.
Yeah,
he shouldn't be an All Star. Buddy Hield should be on the team.
What?
Clay
Thompson.
Dude,
I agree with one, I don't agree with the other.
Buddy Hield is top 10 in three-pointers made this season.
Yeah, everyone's
not confirmed. I saw a wild stat.
And has the highest percentage.
Brooke Lopez has as many 3 points made as Klay Thompson does this year.
Nah, Brooke been wetting him up.
Yeah, he has been wet.
I'm going with Seth.
You agree?
Seth? Wow.
Yeah, I ain't stutter.
Wow.
You're going to be Seth.
I don't know.
Buddy Hield.
You
gonna
let your brother outshine you in everything?
The Bahamian bomber, Buddy Hield.
No, this is the first time in his life that Seth is gonna be more well known than Steph for something.
Dude, Buddy Hield looks like Donkey from Shrek. I love him.
You think he's gonna win?
I think he's gonna win. Yeah.
That's a fucking insult.
I think he's gonna win. I love Buddy Hield. Mad nice guy.
You like Donkey from Shrek.
He does.
But I love him.
I love him.
Mad nice guy.
He is a nice guy. The Bahamian bomber. He's gonna win that.
Okay.
And MVP of the Rising Stars.
Dirk?
Not Clay.
Who else is in it? Who else?
No. If he's not in it, I got Joe Harris.
Only five people have been confirmed so far. It's only been set. I just looked up. Only five people have been confirmed.
So it's
Curry Brothers, Dame,
Dirk, and Buddy Hield.
And Buddy is the only five that's been confirmed.
Yeah, it's going to be Joe Harris.
But it's going to be three more.
It's going to be Joe Harris from the Nets.
Plays Dame is splash. He's going to accept the invitation.
Joe Harris.
Should Clay be an all-star?
What kind of pussy-ass shit is that?
Yo, dude, he's like, I'm not traveling to Charlotte for no reason.
I don't blame him. They get like 10 days off. I might be exactly.
No. They extended it a long time this week.
Oh, yes, facts.
They extended it a long time. So he's probably going to go to.
It's legal.
I think he's going to go to.
They gonna come back. His hair gonna be all grown out, higher than
the gonna be
show up to the game looking like Mike Beasley.
Oh my god!
He's gonna be at Pablo Escobar's island, probably take a vacation right there.
The Billy.
What was your question? I'm sorry.
Well, I don't remember.
You what? Said, "God damn!" You said,
"Oh, who's the MVP?" MVP of the All Star game, MVP of the Rising Stars game.
Dude, it's unpredictable.
Yeah, let's get these teams first.
The Rising Stars.
No,
Rising Stars.
I'm like, I know Ben Simmons and Luka Doncic on one side.
Nah, yeah, Luka, but I got De'Aaron Fox. I'm choosing De'Aaron Fox.
Ben Simmons is playing in the Rising Stars.
The son.
Yeah,
they disrespecting him.
Yo, he's still a rookie.
He better than me. I wouldn't even fucking even show up.
Crazy.
I'm a star now. Disrespectful.
I'm in the game. That's it.
Is he starting on the All Star team?
Who?
Ben Simmons.
Benjamin.
Yeah, I'm just that's an honest question.
I don't even think he's
not. Why is there confidence?
You know who's gonna be another three pointer? Kemba Walker. He's definitely gonna be in the 3-point competition.
He's starting.
I know, but he's probably gonna be in the 3-point competition. I can see him.
It's cool.
He chucks. But I love
he's about to get a max.
That's
so underpaid,
dude. That's who the Knicks are gonna get.
4 years, $48 million.
They're gonna get Kemba Walker and I bet you
he already came out and said he want to retire Charlotte Hornet. And they
why?
They can give him the most money.
What's the luxury in that?
No, dude, he's from like Mount Vernon in New York.
Yeah, but have you been you've been down there and like you are the leader of the team with no real expectations, and you're gonna get.
Kyrie said before the season he was gonna resign in Boston.
He wasn't.
He was.
No, he's
he
not.
He is.
No,
Kim has been there his whole life.
Damn near. Just get the contract, Kemba.
That's a big difference.
What would you rather be, the king of New York or the king of Charlotte?
He can be the king of New York. Kemba come up here.
Yes, he would.
What?
Nah, well, besides Sam Darnold, Jets.
He would.
That's a rocky throw.
What is up with you and these terrible teams? You be shouting out.
My only good team is the Yankees. And
that's our king.
Sam Darnold.
Kemba.
Kemba. I mean, I fuck with Kemba. But if you can't win in Charlotte, you damn sure not going to win in New York.
Have you seen his team in Charlotte? It's garbage.
Have you seen the team we currently jumping around right now?
Yeah, but the Knicks have so much money. Dude, the Knicks are going to be a different team next year.
So we're going to
pay. That isn't new, the amount of money the Knicks
have. We've had money for years now.
Not money like this. You're not signing Steve Francis and Stephon Marbury to be a backcourt.
Thank God.
It's fire back in the day.
Nah, fuck that.
Just based Steve off name, I thought they were going to be fire. And then they got out there. And then they became Mr. Marbury and Mr. Francis.
Yeah.
But what was I about to say? Shit. Oh yeah, Kemba can't be like the main focal point of the team. Wow. And also
I want Kyrie then.
Kemba's not like a solidified superstar where he can literally.
He's a superstar. I think he's a superstar.
He had that stretch. He's cooled off considerably.
Exactly. Nah. And I mean like a superstar.
And
like,
he's been hurt.
Like a global, like iconic superstar. Like for example, Anthony Davis can afford to not have that extra money in his contract because he's gonna get endorsements and all this other stuff. Campaign walking around getting crazy endorsement like that. He needs that extra that extra year with that extra $50 million that he might potentially be losing.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kemba coming to New York.
He's been undefeated his whole career.
No, you'll be endorsed by Sticky Finger Joint on 33rd and 3rd.
No, I don't
best chicken fingers in New York City.
If Kemba come for less than, what's the best chicken fingers in New York City?
Sticky's.
I never had that before. I just had a food truck though around the corner from my job.
What was the
Angry Doodle, some shit like that?
Nah, is it good?
Fucking fire.
Chicken fingers?
Yeah, so the dude, chicken tennis, we just went off. I'm going to go
I'm making a
quick
walk
tangent,
soon.
But the dude won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Really?
And took the winnings and opened up a food truck. Angry Doodle All they do is make chicken.
Oh, Yankee Doodle. That shit is fire. Yo, it is good.
I found it accidentally.
Dude, with like, it gives you like fries and like a piece of like buttered toast, like garlic toast. Yeah, Texas toast. Yeah,
and a side of potato salad and chicken tenders. $12.
It's delicious. Not better than Stickies. I promise
never
you.
Never had Stickies before.
Oh, he can attest.
Yeah. I haven't had it in a while, but yeah, that shit is good.
33rd.
Yeah, 33rd.
Yo, but they just opened one in Times Square, and they opened one on.
How much is it?
You get like three fingers and fries for like nine something.
Okay, I might have to check that out.
And yo, the fingers are the fattest, the juiciest sauces. Fingers.
Yeah. Yo, they got so many different sauces.
Fat, juicy talks.
Who should be the reserves in the All Star?
Who's that? Oh, Jimmy. My nigga Jimmy. I love Jimmy Butler.
Me too.
Jokic.
Obviously.
Oh, we're doing West. Oh,
Anthony Davis.
Anthony
Davis.
That's easy to think.
All right.
Andy Davis
is a reserve.
He didn't. What?
He's not a starter. Oh. Paul George starting. Paul George,
oh, that's a suspect.
No, it's not. Paul George is balling this year.
Yeah, and Anthony Davis was hurt.
I would say Anthony.
Yeah. I agree. But yo, Paul George.
LeBron not going. Who else would you move?
Who's top five right now in the West?
In the West,
it's
KD, LeBron, Paul George,
Steph Curry,
Steph,
and James Harden. That is a crazy fight. Imagine they were playing together.
Dude, Paul George.
Nah, he's beasting this year.
Paul George is top three MVP candidate.
He's better than Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, no doubt. Easily. Not even a question.
That's crazy.
That's a terrible contract they signed.
But yeah, Russell Westbrook should be. He's going to make the All-Star team. Who is he? In the West, he should.
Yeah, Jokic.
Damian Lillard. Always overlooked.
Yeah, Damian Lillard. Fucking who else? Damn.
Nobody from the Kings, goddammit.
I mean, dude, we got four representatives this year. I'm happy with that. But, I mean, De'Aaron Fox cooled down. Buddy Hield's playing outrageous. But, yeah, no one should be on the All-Star team.
I agree.
See, I'm realistic.
Who else? I'm trying to think of all the teams. Spurs?
LaMarcus. Yeah, Spurs or Clippers get one?
Yeah. LaMarcus Aldridge is playing.
Tobias might squeeze in.
Nah, Tobias Harris is not going to get that.
He should, though. He's playing really well. He's playing way above his... Almost.
Yo, Luka.
Oh yeah, Luka.
He's got so many fan votes.
He's number two in fan votes.
He should make. He's balling this shit.
Yeah. Luka, Jokic, Dame, Russell Westbrook.
You got Clay?
Yeah. Should the Warriors have any?
Jokic.
Nah, fuck that.
What about Draymond?
No way.
Are you kidding me? He's having his worst year.
Draymond's ass this year.
Nah, Kev loves.
Keep his ass home. No.
Damn. Why is it so hard to pick some people?
Damn, it's tough. I'm just like forgetting.
Ben Simmons.
Are we in the East now? Ben Simmons.
Are we?
I can't believe Kemba was voted
as a starter.
Wade was second.
What other guard would?
Wade was like third in votes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
DeMarcus Cousins
was like 10 top 10 votes.
And then you would say Victor Oladipo, but he's injured.
What other guard over Kemba?
Yeah, in the East.
Kyle Lowry.
Simmons the only argument.
No, no, not over Kemba. Not over Kemba.
Bradley Beal.
Yo, Bradley Beal's balling. He's a reserve. He's not a starter.
He can't start over Kemba. Kemba started off really strong this year.
Yeah.
No, he's justified.
Who else? It'll
just
East,
be
though?
Simmons. Just
dude, Simmons.
The guard?
What's his name from Orlando?
Or forward.
Vucevic.
Vucevic. Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing fucking awesome. Damn. It's crazy. Like,
Kawhi's the
starting.
Come on.
It's not a given. We just talk about personality.
It is a given. Him and Joel, that was a given.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and Giannis.
The East is bleak.
Yeah, they're starting.
Oh, Giannis. Oh, I'm tripping.
He's a captain.
Yeah, Lord, forgive me.
Yeah, he is captain.
Who's LeBron picking with the first pick? KD.
Kyrie.
Yeah, KD.
Yeah, he is KD.
Kyrie.
I heard he might pick Kyrie.
If he does, though, it's confirmed.
That's wild.
It would be. Right at home, right?
No, I'm taking KD and hope I get Kyrie no matter what. The other one.
Yo, there's no way Giannis picked Kyrie first.
You think Giannis picking Kyrie first?
Who goes second?
After KD,
Kawhi.
That's more fun.
Ooh.
Kawhi or Joel.
Steph.
Kawhi
or Harden.
Yo,
that's why I'm so glad they televised this year.
Yeah, I'm so glad they televised it.
When are they doing that? When is it?
I don't know the exact date.
It's probably this Thursday. I think they're televising it.
I wish they televised it like they pick the teams and then immediately after they play.
Just like
playground.
I want
style.
All the feelings.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I want it to be
imagine
right
person
away.
Pick last? They come out with a vengeance.
Yo, Kevin Love was picked last year.
Is that official?
Yo, they knew. Everyone knew Kevin Love was picked last year.
He's LeBron like, I don't care. I'm an all-star.
Ed, look it up.
Look at the team. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Wasn't LaMarcus in there?
I'd pick LaMarcus over K-Love. No doubt.
Yeah.
Even though I don't like LaMarcus Aldridge's game at all.
I do.
mid-range. That same goddamn turnover, the same right shoulder.
Yeah, every time.
It's I don't good. Like that shit is boring.
That's yeah, get it butter. Done. Yeah, but get you can say done. The same thing about Tim Duncan.
For an all-star game, I don't want to see that. Fuck. Just slowing the game down.
I can't even tell you the last time I watched a full All-Star game. I can't.
Last year was exciting, though.
I mean, I'll turn it on. I'll turn it on the fourth quarter to watch like when they start actually playing.
You think one team goes over 200 this year?
Oh, my God.
They got close. No. They got damn close last year.
What was it last year? It was in the 170s?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No edge close. I don't think they go to 200,
Because they'll be playing defense in the first three quarters.
If they get close, then they're going to try for 200.
But that's when the other team gets competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, fourth quarter is when they be like, slap the floor defense.
Yeah, start getting a little chippy. Yeah, I like that.
For nothing.
Yeah, but like, no one can guard James Harden, though.
Yeah, the best thing, I mean, there's nothing for the All-Star game. The best thing that baseball, the best thing baseball did was for the All-Star game like a while back. They changed the rule back, but the winner of the All-Star game, that team, like the NL or the AL, that team had a home field advantage for the World Series.
But it's weird now because it's not like the West starters are playing against the East.
Oh, no, yeah, no, I know, but MLB changed it, so it's not that anymore. But that would be fucking sick.
All you can do is give them more money, and the people playing doesn't really matter.
That's a fact. Throw some money their way. I'll play harder.
Yeah, how much?
Would they, though?
We were just talking about how 50 grand was pocket change. What are you going to give them each a mil if they win? It's way too much.
Yeah. 500.
Imagine with the collective of all the
It's only 15 of them.
Before I even get to wild.
You know how much money the NBA is going to bring in that weekend?
You know how much money you'd have to pay just between the 10 starters for them to show effort? Think about these contracts. It's like five of them.
No. You only pay the money if they win. Like, you get, like, this big purse if you win and a smaller purse if you lose.
What would the purse be?
500.
It's a Gucci purse.
Each. 500? That, I don't care. That shit move you.
Yeah,
$500,000.
That's more than what Anthony Davis makes in a game. You're getting paid more than what you would normally make in a game.
How much would he have made if he signed that $245 million?
That's different. He ain't there yet.
I'm asking.
I don't know. I'm sure it'd be like shit, $680 maybe, but that probably more than that. I don't know. I ain't did the math on this man money, but imagine that you playing one basketball.
It's like, nah, I'm good.
600 and whatever the hell.
He's 25.
25. God almighty.
And then, you know, it's funny, when I was
young, get another max.
I didn't make that money.
I was like, yo, these motherfuckers, why did I get so crazy? Like, these, like, celebrities and shit. And now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
As soon as I put my name on the dotted line and they say, oh, yeah, you locked up, you guaranteed to 2022 or some shit. And I know, oh, yeah, this year I'm making 35. This year I'm making this year I'm making that.
You're wilding.
Catch me on TMZ doing some wild shit.
Yo, that's why it's crazy about Paul George. He just signed that contract, and usually people are chilling the year after, and he's balling. It's an MVP race.
Well, you know why, though. Because he has a player option. So it's kind of, he signed 3 years or 4 years?
Yeah, I think he signed three.
I think three.
But he has
his choice. I don't know why.
I think three with a player option for the fourth.
Yeah, and on that fourth, he's going to be 32, I think. So he want to ball out so that people get, so he can get another max.
And that's when he takes
it. And watch that next match. That's when he's going to take his time.
But usually when you sign contracts, you're like, oh, I got 3 years to showcase myself. This year I'm chilling.
No, I mean, they want to win. And he probably in the locker room. We see Russ breaking down slowly.
He's still going to average a triple-double this year, though.
Yeah, but he's averaging like them Jason Kidd triple-doubles now, 13, 11, and 10.
Yeah, and shooting like 27%.
He's shooting. I'm like, something wrong with his knee. He's missing. He's shooting like 64% from the free throw line now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Hasn't he had a procedure like the last three or so?
Yep.
Yeah, every off season. The beginning of the year.
He doesn't dunk as much anymore.
Nah.
I've been seeing him getting shot blocked. I'll be passing the ball too if I can't score it.
That's what I do now.
Just pass it a lot. Yeah, you take it. But nah, man. I mean, Paul George is beasting this shit. I'll give him his props.
He's third in my MVP race right now.
Who's first?
I hate to say it, but James Harden.
Nah, I ain't giving that to him.
Yo.
I give it to Giannis.
I don't fuck with him like that.
Giannis for me.
He's averaging 44 in January.
He's the most boring basketball player.
CP3's back. His kryptonite's there.
It's his to lose right now.
I don't want to overshadow his accomplishment because that's a crazy-ass accomplishment.
Dude.
But if you watch him play, like, he gets the most favorable calls. During that stretch, he was averaging 23 free throws a game.
And making, what, 21 of them?
Yeah.
23 free throws a game?
We're in total agreement.
And that new double step back, that You can't even guard that.
Yeah.
Nah, it's
you
impossible.
Equip him with that.
You can't guard him.
Yo, with a double step back. Now I said it all casually.
Not travel. It looks like a travel.
Oh, it is a travel.
A double, just say it. Double step back. It is a travel.
I don't understand why no one's. It's just, it pisses me off. I can't watch him play. I cannot watch him.
You see Steph sending shots at him?
Oh, double step back. Steph tried it too. Yeah. Sent shots. They called travel.
He did 31 by accident instead of 13. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Was that everything? What else was on that
list? Yeah. Oh, I got tons of stuff. I mean, that one. All right. Well,
that don't look too interesting.
Which one?
That one.
Oh, it's weird news. Weird news.
All right, go ahead. This is about to take a turn for the worse.
Oh, it's going to get crazy.
I'm going to cut the lights off, shut this whole shit down.
No, there's... Are you actually turning the lights off? Oh, I got
that. Hell no.
All right. As of recent, I mean, actually, there's always some weird ass shit going on in the news.
Okay.
But since I knew I was coming up here, I wanted to, you know, write some things down, like some news stories that jumped out at me over the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
First one. The woman in a coma who became pregnant, who was in a coma for like 20 years and then somehow just gave birth.
Yeah, I saw that. You finished. Go ahead.
No, it's ridiculous. It's they trusted, like, what was some the guy? Was the guy a janitor or something at the nursing home or some shit? Mm-hmm. And just impregnates a woman in a coma.
In a coma for 20 years.
20 years.
Since she's been like 3 years old.
Yeah.
She's been in this coma.
Holy shit. Time out. I forgot one thing that we had on the on the daily docket. Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
I hope I'm saying his name correctly. I'm going to lose my black
girl. I think it is. No, I think it's Jussie. It's Jussie. Yeah, you're
Jussie
right.
From Empire.
Yeah.
Was in Chicago, which is where they film Empire. Yeah. And he was walking out by some boardwalk at 2 a.m. and supposedly had a rope put around his neck, a noose put around his, something was put around his neck, and he was beaten.
And they threw bleach on him or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah, he said they threw some unknown substance on him and basically shouted some homophobic slurs at him and said, and overheard someone say,
MAGA country.
This is MAGA country. Thoughts?
It's disgusting. It's terrible.
There's
nothing worse.
Yeah.
There's literally just nothing worse.
I mean, obviously, I'm not a Trump guy at all. But, I mean, like, I'm very interested to see how details come out with this story soon. There's been yet to, like, any footage of anything that's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not saying that he made this up. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next, like, few days with this story. I mean, obviously, if everything that we know is true, it's fucked up. It's ridiculous.
Whoever did it had to have known it was him.
Yeah.
Because you're not just like, I mean, granted, like, say you like just a random robbery or a random like beating, you're not just about to start shouting out homophobic slurs.
Yeah, yeah. They had to. Yeah. He's gay on the show.
You know who he is?
Yeah. No, I don't watch the show.
He's gay on the show and he's gay in real life. He's gay in real life. He plays like the middle son. Right?
He's gay. Yeah. But yeah, so you're not just shouting out homophobic slurs unless
they had to. It was a premeditated. Had to be
exactly.
Premeditated. Had to be premeditated.
But so it'll be interesting to see when like videos surface and all that stuff.
I mean, like, especially like in a place like Chicago, there's fucking cameras everywhere on every street corner and stuff like that. Like, and police activities like at an all time high. So I don't know. I'm interested. I'm interested to just see how everything fucking turns out. If all the details are correct, it's horrendous.
It's fucking disgusting.
And it's something that our country's been dealing with forever, but it's definitely just been emboldened since Trump took over.
Trump got some riders. I can't even like imagine my mindset where I'm robbing someone and I make it a point to say, yo, this is MAGA country.
That's ridiculous.
It happens all the time.
Dude, this
happens all the time.
This guy's the biggest
moron. People are yelling at undocumented people and said like, Trump's going to kick you out. Trump's going to do this. All this shit. People. They're empowered by it. It's disgusting.
Well,
it's
the disgusting. Funny thing is, no one talks about it. Four police officers were shot. I think maybe it was either, it was on a border state. Like border, it had to be like somewhere in Texas, like depending on the town and stuff like that. Or maybe like Arizona, New Mexico, where there are a lot of Hispanic people and stuff like that. All news stories for that, it was on in the news and everything, all news stories were implying that it was done by someone undocumented. Not blatantly saying it, but like, you know, like giving the stats of like the neighborhood and stuff like that. found out it was two white people, pretty much crackheads, shot the cops. Not in the news at all. No one's talking about this shit. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, they need to rile up their base.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But the thing is, no, but it's not even that it was just like solely what do you call it? Like reported by like Fox News. It was like other like news outlets and stuff. It was like local news outlets, like MSNBC like talked about it briefly and stuff like that. But it's ridiculous. You got this fucking dumbass Trump fighting with everyone, even the people. Yo, when he became president, he goes, "I got the best team. I got the smartest people doing my job."
Fired everyone.
Dude, he's fired like 18 people.
What about this in national intelligence shit?
Oh my God. And then he's bitching at his national intelligence, like head of the CIA, head of FBI, NSA, everyone giving him all the intelligence, saying North Korea is still doing shit. Trump's not shitting on North Korea because he's confident that he made a deal with them. Iran, he's claiming that Iran's doing shit. Iran hasn't really done much since all that fucking shit. And Russia's still like prancing around doing fucking nothing. I mean, doing everything they fucking want.
You saw that tweet he said where it just says maybe they should go back to school and all that shit.
Yeah.
It's just so foul. It's just so so foul and brash, and
the title of president has lost all its like prominence and like luster, like with this fucking douche. And the scariest part about it, with like every Democrat jumping in the primaries this year, they're all just gonna, instead of like getting together and finding one candidate to take on Trump, they're gonna knock each other out. They're gonna separate the Democratic Party more, because people are gonna be like, "I was committed to this guy. Oh man, he lost. You know what? Fuck that. I'm not gonna even vote." Mm-hmm. And now Trump's gonna win another 4 years, guaranteed. It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm afraid of that too.
And then this asshole's trying to fight with climate change as well. He's like, "Oh, what happened to global warming? I wish we got some of that global warming back, because it's pretty cold right now." Dude, it's going to be 5 degrees tomorrow. You know, next week, 50. It's going to be 50.
You know how cold it was tonight in Chicago?
Negative like 40 or something?
Negative 50.
Jesus Christ.
My God.
Yo, they were telling people.
Negative 50.
They were telling people.
With the wind chill. But it was still negative 26.
Well, yo, no, it's negative 50.
Negative 26. But it feels like negative 50 is negative 50.
Yo, right. They were telling people when they go outside, if they have to go outside. Well, they said, don't go outside. If you have to go outside, take small breaths. Do not take a deep breath, because you will literally freeze your lungs.
I saw some guy.
That's insane.
Some guy in Wisconsin was shoveling today, and he was frozen to death. He was found frozen. Yeah. What
the fuck? Why are you shoveling? Dude, did they not know the fire festival's on? Like, inside. Watch this Ted Bundy documentary.
I wouldn't even feel bad.
Stay inside.
Fucking stupid,
dude.
You're so
adamant to go.
I sent Kev a video on IG today. Carl Anthony Towns is outside in Minneapolis. Got the degrees there. Says negative 21 degrees. He's outside with a tank top on, eating a little pint of ice cream. Tell me some.
I'm he's just trying to play off that he's hard. He's not.
He's soft as fuck. DMP tomorrow. Yeah. In this game, oh yeah, he's sick.
Illness.
It's like frozen kneecaps. Like, it's ridiculous.
What are you trying to prove?
Dude,
that is not soft.
Negative 21?
It's outrageous. I would never.
I don't even look outside when it's that cold.
That's insane.
Got the blondes clothes, everything. And I still might fuck around.
I'm emailing my super. I said, "Yo, we need this heat to turn up."
I might fuck around. Order delivery still.
Oh, every time.
Somebody open.
Every time. Yeah.
I don't dictate the hours.
That's fucked. That is fucked.
I don't set the store hours. Take that up with your boss. Your OG.
You gotta give an extra tip, though.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You gotta give an extra tip on that one.
Dude, think about that. Like, you're like, "Oh man, it's fucking snowing out. It's mad dangerous. I'm not going out there. Let me call the Chinese guy. Let me make sure he comes over my house right now."
17-year-old
for a $20 order.
Nah, they'll be open.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh no, they'll be open. But you're just like, it's too dangerous for me to go out there. Let me make this old man like just ride his bike.
Well, they had to go outside to go open up the Chinese store. So since they made
those are motorized scooters now. They can get around really quickly. Those are motorized bikes,
dude. Like when I was mad young. This guy, I think I was by Herald Square, like went to the city with my family and stuff like that. A cab came and just decked this Chinese guy. Food bags flying all over the place. This guy, the guy from the cab came out, like, everyone all right, people were trying to help the guy. The guy's like, all he was focused on is getting the food back into the thing and continuing.
Dedicated.
And he was like, just his bike, the wheel was all bent. Dedication, that's hard work. And then people don't want to allow immigrants in. They're doing the jobs that you don't want to do. That's crazy right there. Circling back. Boom. Fuck Trump.
There you have it.
We're going to end on that note. That's some real dedication. Fellas, thank you so much for
thank you, Brad.
Thanks for having us, fellas.
Really appreciate you guys, man. It's been long overdue.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Yeah, man. Come back again. We'll do it.
Yeah, excited for number four.
Yeah.
I'm ready for round four.
We'll, yeah.
Yeah, we left a lot on the table, so.
We got to do that. Let's plan on doing that, like, before the finals.
Definitely.
Before the finals. Nice playoff time.
Hopefully Yandy comes out by then
when it's warm out.
Yeah, right in that gap. Yeah. Right after the conference finals is over.
All
right,
fine. I'm good.
Talk right before the NBA finals.
Book me right now.
I'll tell you what I'm going to say then.
Nah, I don't want to hear it right now.
Warriors are going to
sweep.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Toronto in six. No, actually, wait up. Yeah, no, Toronto and six. I'm just gonna say that. That's all I'm saying.
Say documented.
I ain't saying nothing.
Documented.
Warriors are sweeping.
Toronto and six
against me.
Warriors Canada throws the best
and
party.
Curry
ever.
Finally gonna hoist up the.
What
finals
if Warriors
MVP?
Lose before they get to the finals?
Nah.
Then it's a brave new world.
I got like hope. I'm living on my hope right now.
No Rockets.
Dude, the only thing
we had like 22-6.
Yo,
we're losing to Denver Rockets,
Bron,
Jazz. Bron and AD.
Bron.
Nah.
We need to reinforce. Yo, Dell, pick up. We need.
My concern.
These niggas sending facts, carrying pigeon. They sending everything.
If AD goes to the Lakers.
It depends on their depth.
You know if the Warriors lose, whether before the conference finals or in the championship, they're gonna blame it on Cousins.
If
the Lakers can get AD. And then they can pick up. They can sign Melo.
Oh my God! Get the fuck out of here with Melo.
We need a body. He's in a good space mentally.
Is he?
Sign Melo. I sign him.
Kevin and him.
Just fill out the rest of the rotations.
I'd rather have JR than Melo right now.
Oh my! And this is where you end the podcast.
You much rather have JR than Melo?
Yeah.
Why pick?
Better shooter.
Sign them both.
To what? Wait, what?
I'd rather, if I had to choose, I'm not signing Melo.
JR's not good for LeBron's conscience, not after what he did last year.
Oh, that's
year.
True.
I think Austin might have just been uninvited.
Yeah, maybe. Jeez. Maybe you're right.
All right, fellas, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. As always, people.
Free AD.
Word. Dell, stop playing games. Answer your fucking phone. But thank you for checking out the podcast, people. Please make sure you rate, share, subscribe. Check out the videos. We got full-length videos and cut-up clips on IGTV and YouTube, all that good stuff. Until next time, just cooling out.
Stay cool.
Thank
you. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.